does the body want to kind of appoint somebody to serve as chair during, or the mayor's here, I guess. I don't want to volunteer her either, but. Is everyone on Zoom able to hear and be heard?
Here we go.
Yes.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like we don't have the chair, Mayor.
I'm happy to chair if needed. If it's not weird online.
I think we can make it not weird.
Such a goal.
Yeah.
Write that one down. Goal number one, make it not weird.
Make it not weird. All right. Well, let's get this party started then. It is 5:36 and the Fairbanks Diversity Council is called to order. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Yes. Lonnie Marney, he let me know he would not be attending tonight. Jake Merritt?
I'm here.
He's here. Mayor Neal?
Here.
Erica Dillard? June Rogers?
Here.
Juanita Webb? Terry Norman? Here. Dorothy Shockley? Karen?
I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Karen Blackburn? Not here. Herb Butler? Deidre Hamilton. Yep, we do have a quorum.
Great. Madam Clerk, would you please read the mission statement and the land acknowledgement?
Sure. Diversity Council mission statement. The City of Fairbanks recognizes that our community is a diverse one with a wide variety of ethnic backgrounds, cultures, beliefs, and orientations, and recognizes this diversity as an asset and resource for our community. The establishment of a Fairbanks Diversity Council can provide the City Council and the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly with advice and recommendations to promote equal opportunity for all members of the public. The land acknowledgement reads, "We respectfully acknowledge the Diné people upon whose traditional lands we reside. We honor the Diné who have been the stewards of interior lands and waters for centuries, the elders who lived here before, the Diné people of today, and future generations to come. We also recognize that Alaskan Native people would traditionally gather here and harvest Native foods."
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. At this time, is there a motion for an approval of the agenda?
Turn your mic.
Madam Clerk, I'm going to rely on you to catch who's saying what.
Yeah, I think Ms. Rogers and Ms. Dillard. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Is there a motion for approval of previous minutes of November 18th, 2025?
Okay. So moved. June.
And Ms. Norman seconded.
Great. Moving on to citizens' comments, limited to 3 minutes. Is there anyone signed up for citizens' comments this evening?
There is not.
Okay, we'll go to report from the chair, but our chair isn't here today, so we will move on to unfinished business. The first thing on the agenda, item A, is human library update. Is there an update on the human library?
The two committee members that were assigned to that, Mayor, are not present. That would be Mr. Marney and Ms. Webb. I know Ms. Webb intended to be here, but she's having an unexpected issue. So I don't know if maybe she shows up later in the meeting, if we could loop back to this.
That is fine. All right, we'll move on to item B, review of mission diversity action plan and strategic discussion. And that is me. So I prepared a little bit of a strategic plan outline. And just to remind everybody where we left this the last time, we had talked about kind of hitting a reset button for the Diversity Council and doing that through a strategic planning session that I volunteered to do, to facilitate. I think that we need to do this on a date outside of a meeting. I don't know if we need to formally call a meeting, and Danny, you can help me out with that. But I propose that we meet on a Saturday, either January 21st, or sorry, 31st, or February 14th are the two dates that work for me. I was trying to schedule or see if we could get it in before our next meeting, which is the 14th. But what I'm proposing is that we either cancel or move the 14th meeting to, you know, the strategic session and use that as our February meeting. So I'll open that up for discussion on the floor. And Danny, if you have any feedback on how we schedule that, let me know.
I can just say something real quick and then let the discussion fly. So clarification, February 14th is, that's the Saturday. So our meeting would be February 10th. So you're proposing, Mayor, to clarify, canceling the 10th and just doing the 14th?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And I would just publicly notice it as what it is, what we want to call it, is a, maybe a work session or a working meeting or something like that. We don't have to record. We don't have to do minutes, but I would, we would need to advertise it, public notice it, so that the public knows that they can attend if they would like, because it will technically be a meeting of the body.
Great. That's good info. Okay. So it'd be a working session. Is there any discussion or preference for January 31st or February 14th?
What are the hours that we're, thinking about?
You know, I think a 4-hour time span would be good. Maybe 10 to 2, noon to 4. I guess I'm open to that. 11 to 3, I think sometime in between those.
If it was a 10 to 2, would that mean bringing a lunch?
Yeah, I would look into providing lunch.
I'm happy with the February 14th date. It'll give us some time here this next month or day two for each one of us to work up something to say or some opportunity into the plan.
Okay. Yeah, and that's good. I can also, you know, provide a little bit of guidance before the 14th meeting. So there's, you know, some thought that folks can do before we all get in a room together, if that's helpful.
I'm working at my store, until 5:30 that day. So, is there some way, I could review, my thoughts, or maybe put it in writing to Danny, just to kind of do it that way, since I wouldn't be able to be present.
Yeah, I think that would be fine. I'm sorry that we don't have a date that would work for you, though.
That's okay.
And this is,
well, I think this is a great idea and long overdue. And look forward to it. But yeah, I think some guidelines would be helpful or something, because, you know, we reviewed the plan at least once since I've been on the council. And yeah, I think, it would be helpful to have some sort of guidelines to kind of move it along.
Okay.
This is June. Dorothy, I'm glad you brought that up that we've reviewed. And me going back to the very beginning days of this council, we've reviewed and reviewed and reviewed and reviewed. However, we have never really accomplished a working relationship with those things that are put down on paper. Once it's been put down on paper, everybody's like, oh, big sigh of relief, and then there's no conversation about it anymore. And so I think that, as you say, this is a real welcome opportunity again, but I think it needs to have more sign-in, I guess, is probably the easiest, quickest way to say that we need to put information down in ways that illustrates the persons who are working on it, and then there needs to be a certain amount of responsibility for carrying that out. It can't just be a piece of paper lying in a file folder someplace.
Yeah, I think, thanks, June, for those comments. I think that's always, you know, it seems to be that that's oftentimes more what happens with a strategic plan than not. Mm-hmm. But I do hear now and from our last meeting that there really is a will to put some action and move this along. I thought that I would frame our themes around education, advocacy, and collaboration. And I took those, you know, kind of after reviewing the mission statement. Is there anything else that folks think would add to that? Education, advocacy, and collaboration?
This is Herb. I have a suggestion.
Okay. Go ahead, Herb.
In the last meeting, I mentioned the action plan and indicated then that the action plan is as it sits, is made into four parts. And I think really it's a matter then for us to look at each part one by one, work on it, and come up with a revision or change or whatever before we move on to the next.
Okay. I will add that into my planning. So what I'm seeing here is internal city processes, financial resources, internal city policies and procedures, and education and training.
Yes.
Is that still all that's applicable, or all that should be kind of worked through or talked about at least? Okay.
This is June again. One of the things that has many times gotten lost along the way in our discussion is that there's a good amount of discussion regarding ethnic differences or similarities, or however we want to refer. But when we very first started this council, there were conversations about youth and seniors and people who are disabled. There's a whole lot of different populations in our community who are not being considered when the only thing we do is discuss the ethnicities of someone. And so I think while it's majorly important, it's not the only part of the discussion when we're talking diversity. Diversity is like this big, you know, as far as categories go. And each of those categories need the same attention. So.
Okay, that's really good feedback. You know, I also floated the idea and got some head nods about civility discussions to civility and government, civility and communication, or community. Is that still something we want to explore? I would personally. I'd look to you all to.
I think that just falls into another category of what I was mentioning, is that there's a whole broad range of topics that have to do with that. Yeah, I would be fine with that.
I think we could narrow it down to three words. This was in the big news last year, DEI, and diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so I took the time and looked up some definitions for DEI and junior right in diversity. There's quite a list of categories here. I guess you would call them categories, such as gender and ethnicity, but it goes on and on. And then equity itself is along with civility, you know, fairness, justice, social, and willing to delve into social disparities, and then inclusion. And that's the worst, the most difficult, I think, and that's how to allow everybody to feel that their voices will be heard.
Okay.
Herb, I'm really glad that you brought that up. And I think one of the important aspects of the inclusion that you're talking about is that we need to have conversations regarding inclusion, on how we can move in the direction of facilitating people being made to feel welcome. I'm trying not to say things that are harmful in discussion, but too many times we go into a very large banquet room in our community, and not everybody in that room is feeling welcome. And I think that the organization that is particularly throwing that event and honoring someone or all of that sort of thing has a real responsibility to be good hosts, always to be good hosts. And it's not a real regularly brought up topic, but I think that it is one of the most easy to skip over and have a room full of people where there are several people sitting there not feeling welcome. We need to figure a better way of making sure that we're always on to make people feel welcome. And I don't know how to word all that. Herb, you have a lot of really good comments on how to word those things, so maybe you can speak more eloquently to what I was just trying to say.
I'll type it all out and make copies for the meeting.
Okay.
That's great. Is there any other feedback?
I have one more item, if I may.
Sure. Go ahead.
I have a...
This has been on my mind for a while now in these meetings. And it's an internal effort on our part, then, I feel, to initiate some sort of a communication program amongst ourselves. Say by texting, phone calls, emails, to where eventually we could conceivably become confidants with each other in this as members of the Diversity Council.
Herb, this is June. I'm sorry to be so dense. Could you explain further?
Oh, sure.
What your thoughts are?
Okay, the way, personally then, I have no clear idea of who's on council. In other words, I haven't memorized names, and I would need a roster to look at it, and then I would need the phone numbers. Never have called anybody in the council. Nobody has called me. The only time we ever communicate is once a month here at the diversity council meeting. And then we split apart, and for me, never see each other again. I think there's a way to overcome that and begin working internally amongst each other and begin communicating, just talking about things, talking about what's going to happen next month or what's happening now. There's a couple of instances to where in this past month or two, I could have really picked up the phone and talked to somebody about something. I didn't have that opportunity.
Madam, do we have a contact list or?
We do.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Yep. I can provide that, Mayor. I do just want, if I may, and I always have to say these things, and I hate it sometimes, but we have to be mindful that we are under the advisory body of the council. We're in that category, this body is. And as such, we fall under the restraints of the Open Meetings Act. There are some things that could be done, I think, to help accomplish what Mr. Butler is kind of getting at. In the past, this body had subcommittees. And those subcommittees could be made up of 2 to 3 people with a defined purpose or working on a special project, something like that. And when there's 3 or less people, that does not constitute a quorum or violate the Open Meetings Act. And so those kinds of smaller peace projects could be maybe accomplish mm-hmm. what Mr. Butler's wanting and then bring bigger ideas back to the main body that the body could consider and vote on.
That's a great idea. I was on a subcommittee in the past with the council here. It worked out really very, very well.
Danny, if we have concerns, who do we contact? Do we contact the chair or you or who?
I think maybe I'm going to say that depends on sort of what your concern is about. If it's like something technical or agenda related or meeting time, schedule things, maybe me. But if it's something as far as topical information on the agenda or something that's city related should go to the mayor, like city operations kind of thing. So I guess if you're not sure, maybe contact me and I could tell you who best to contact.
Okay. I think I kind of get where, I'm sorry, your name again?
Herb.
Jeez. Bert, yes.
Herb.
I kind of get where you're coming from because, you know, there was an incident on January 1st. And I think, you know, it could and maybe should have been something that the Diversity Council could or would address, even though it wasn't in the city. You know, it was an incident where a state trooper killed a young man and shot his brother. So, you know, what do we do with that? I mean, as a diversity council member, it's like, you know, I don't always tell people that I'm on the diversity council just because, you know, I don't know what our role is at most of the time. And, you know, what can we do about some of these things that are happening in our community?
And this is Terry. I'm so glad you brought that up because I've been appalled at watching these sorts of things happening across the country. And I've been very involved with the Indigenous community with healing circles and things, and I've witnessed some of the younger youth, 20-somethings, not being treated fairly. And truly, I think that was my motivation to want to be a part of this council, to maybe get a better understanding of what is the proper way to handle those sorts of things in an official way. And I'm really glad you brought that up because I also carry those concerns. I would like us to have a voice where if something doesn't appear to be correct, if we had a voice where, I don't know, if maybe we would bring it up in the meeting and come up with a statement that we could issue. I don't know what our power is, where our limitations are. So, but thanks for bringing that up.
I definitely think that's something we can explore, and I made a note on that. As an advisory council to the borough and the city, that placement of role would be my question, but that's something we should certainly talk about. Love it.
Are we advisory to the borough as well?
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah, who knew?
That's why I'm on the council. I'm a borough resident, not a city resident.
Well, we're going to have to change that, Herb.
Well, I am too.
Oh, no.
Count that three.
Well, I do think that was something that struck me when I was looking over the plan and the mission was that relationship with the borough. And I know Mayor Hopkins had sent a member of his administration to the last meeting. I'm not sure if she's in attendance today. But I do think that we could strengthen our communications back to the assembly or to the administration by, attending quarterly and updating them on the work that we're doing or upcoming events that are happening. And I think that's an easy thing to put into, an easy thing to achieve. And the same with the council, of course. I can, report and Mr. Marnie can report, but I think there's weight to somebody out, somebody who's participating, who's a part of the community, to give that third perspective.
Okay. Great. I have a comment on the plan or the strategic planning session. When you say education, who are we talking about? Educating the council, educating the community, or both?
I think that's something we talk about as well, is who do we want to be educating? But I do feel that the Diversity Council has a charge in some ways to educate our community about, what are, equitable practices or, whatever direction we want to go. And I think that there are, by way of participating in events, that's in and of itself an educational opportunity to engage with the public. And so I think when I say education, those are the types of things that I'm looking at. And we can get really creative and, we could work with the university or work with K through 12 on what that means as well. So just as a theme, a bucket to kind of put out there as part of our mission, I think just starting there and then pulling the pieces out, you know, through this strategic process, that should become more clear.
Okay.
I don't know, does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. That sounds good. Well, I look forward to it.
Good, me too.
I wrote a big question here on that fourth item, education, and this seems to be the right spot to bring it up. And the big question here is, are any of our council members qualified as educators? The last time I taught was years ago in Alyeska Pipeline, and I've forgotten all the rules. I've forgotten all the techniques and methodologies. And so that's what made me think of it. I wonder how many of other council members are just like me, wouldn't know where to start in front of a class.
Well, that's okay. We'll just get somebody who does. All right. Well, I think that was a great discussion. That gives me some direction in what to do. So I will put together some guidelines, some direction points for our meeting on, sounds like February 14th. And is everyone good with, let's see, 11 to 12, 12, 2. 11 to 3?
That sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okie dokie. Let's move on to calendar events for informational only. Danny, I'm going to look to you. What does this item usually entail?
The diversity council members requested, I think early last year, that we just kind of keep a running calendar and include items brought up by members and community events on this calendar to just kind of keep it in the back of everybody's mind what's happening or what's coming up so that we could possibly identify events that the diversity council wants to participate in. And I did revise this heavily after the last November meeting because I think it was Terry who had quite a few items to offer to be added. Where you see question marks, that's just because I could not find the date being set online. So if anybody has dates to fill in for those question marks, please let me know.
This looks great. Any more discussion on this item?
Thank you, Danny.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, Danny. That's a lot to put together. Item 9 is new business, and we don't have any. Item 10 is the Diversity Council members' comments. And if you have a comment, just go ahead, pipe up.
I have a comment.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Butler.
I thought about this for days. And wondering whether I should even comment on it. And I said, well, yes, I should. And I'll bring it up this way to begin with. If you watch the news, you see what's been happening in the nation. And the latest major event, you might say, or action was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and the death of that young woman. But I wanted to bring it up this way. In the past 6 months, I've spent time within my own family tree talking with young people, especially. I remember having a long discussion with my son about what's going on. And I think it's a good suggestion then, or a suggestion on my part, for us to really look seriously at what is going on and what the, if there's anything to bring up then at our council meetings that seems important. Okay, I'm done.
Thank you, Mr. Butler. Does anybody else have any comments?
Well, I think on the same lines, this is Dorothy. You know, in regards to what's happening around the country, you know, it's important that especially our children feel safe. And if there's any way that we can educate, I guess, or communicate, you know, with the community on safety, you know, whether it's, you know, through ISIS or troopers or, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, it's just such a trying time right now. And you know, we just have to, I think, be more vigilant, I suppose, and, you know, reminding our police officers, our state troopers, people that, you know, hold power to understand, you know, how people are feeling and where they're coming from. And I think it's just a good reminder. You know, we're all Alaskans or all Americans, whatever, and have a right. You know, we have rights. And, you know, we don't, you know, need to be intimidated. I remember, you know, after George Floyd passed, you know, that incident, I was speeding down Parks Highway, I think. Well, no, it was coming from the university, I think. But I was on, I think, Mitchell. And, you know, the lights came on. And, of course, you know, you panic when you have somebody chasing you or, you know, when your light, the police lights come on. And so, of course, I slowed down and pulled over. And two state troopers walked up to my truck. And it was like so intimidating, you know, that, you know, I, you know, gave them what they needed. But also at the same time, I mentioned, you know, that how intimidating it was for two troopers to walk up to my vehicle, you know, just because I was speeding. And, you know, you know, and especially people of color, you know, it's just so scary. And, you know, it's just, I think something that we just have to be mindful of. And if we can remind that those people, you know, our people, whoever they are, that, you know, all of these things are happening, and we just have to be careful on how we approach folks, whether it's just me approaching somebody or, you know, a state trooper or a police officer or, you know, a legislator or the mayor or whoever, you know, we just have to be courteous of each other. And I think if we can send that message out, that would be great.
I've been told I'm very intimidating.
Oh. Really? Oh my goodness.
I might offer
Well, this is June, and again, Dorothy, thank you for broaching topics in a very personal way of concern. And I look back over the years of this group and the relationships that we had, that we created with the police department, and the type of dialogue that we had. And I think that whenever there is something that is not working fully or well or whatever, we first have to look to ourselves in how we have not given enough steam to something to be able to exist beyond our thoughts or whatever. And we've gone for a very, very long time without quorums and so on and so forth. So we would invite people to come in and talk with us, and we didn't have a quorum, and then they'd have to go home and so on and so forth. And I think we need to acknowledge our lack of progress fully as being our responsibility, that this went many, many years without fully dedicating to task. I would say that one of the things that we should be doing, especially with your comments there, is we should be re-inviting, especially we have new members, we have new mayor, we have an opportunity to renew, resolve, and everything. Mike Sanders and the police got together and worked on particular circumstances, and I'm thinking that he's still being that liaison there, but we haven't had persons invited to our meetings for way beyond months. I mean, it's got to be years. And I think that if we could invite persons to be part of a larger discussion of caretaking for our community, that we can make some strides again in that direction. Mayor, who first started this council, was very involved in community discussion, and we had a good deal of community discussion. And I think that we just need to find that pattern of resolve and dedicate ourselves to it. And Herb made some comments about being part of a group or a body or persons who are working together towards issues that we can have subcommittees and so on and so forth. It's very, very frustrating that subcommittees have not been possible, because most of the time we didn't have an agenda to have a regular meeting. And I think until we actually, I'm sorry, I got a cramp in my leg here, but until we actually evaluate our own lack of collaboration and work ethic and so on and so forth, until we actually evaluate that and make certain that we have standing room only at our meetings, It's not practical for us to come up with, I'm just going to use this phrase, change the world type issues, if we can't even gather together in a small group of people in a room. And so I'm just expressing my frustration of since the year 2014, I've been coming to these meetings, and I don't know how many times we've had to cancel the meeting. Now, I think that it's always best to look at oneself and say, how can I, or how can we do better, or how can we accomplish? And I'm hoping that, you know, some of the comments that Mr. Butler comes to us with are very, very in-depth thought-provoking and very considerate of all involved, and that we need to make certain that we don't have a situation that comes back to this committee in a way that loses members such as Mr. Butler. It was a tremendous loss when he wasn't part of our discussions. And I feel blessed that he's here to be part of what we're talking about, what we're doing, and that his commitment is so great. And we just need to continue in that direction of everybody being part of pushing those wheels forward. And it's a sad commentary. I don't like for that to be our situation, but that has been our situation. I don't know how many times over the years I've come to this room and there was nobody there. And we cannot make change unless we make change first with ourselves. And I think our biggest change is to make sure that we show up, that we invite people to come in and be participants in our conversation, that we show concern about other persons in our community, invite them to participate. And that's a tall order when we can't get quorum. So sorry about getting on the bandstand or whatever that phrase is called, but having our discussions in January or February that we're scheduling right now and getting together and rededicating ourselves to commitment, that's what I see. The mayor's giving us opportunity to do that. And we've had a situation many times where this was almost dissolved. And thank goodness it's not. We have a mayor that is wanting us to go forward and giving us that opportunity. So I say we need to make a real good promise and effort to value the commitment that's being offered to us.
I'd like to chime in if that's okay. personally, the stronger sense that I have of a purpose and a sense of direction, the more commitment I feel. And I think it's too bad I can't come to this work meeting, but I think if we have a similar focus where we understand our role in the community and know how strong our voice is, know what is our power and what is our voice, I think I think it helps us all have a greater commitment to the group as a whole. Sorry.
There's one more point I'd like to make. This came up amongst friends this past week. ICE and what they're doing nationwide, what they could conceivably do in our own local communities. More than once I've heard, like in the media and such, the comment of driving while black and DWI, driving while Indian. And if at one time this used to be like as if you were telling a joke, but not anymore. All of a sudden it's become very, very serious. I was in line at the bank and got up to my business with the teller, and the teller brought up, what do you have planned for the year? And there was two tellers listening in on us, and I looked at the three of them and I said, well, three more years of terror, and I'll be darned if all three of them didn't nod at me. Just wanted to pass that on.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Butler, and everybody for those comments. We're certainly out of time, aren't we? And I think this is a good time for us to regroup and decide what it is that we want to do here and what's the energy we want to put behind it. And be open to whatever, you know, that wherever that conversation leads us. So I think we're on a good path, and I really appreciate all the comments tonight from each of you. It shows to me that everybody's dedicated to this and dedicated to our community. So thank you. All right. So based on our conversation, then we will see each other next on February 14th from 11 to 3. I will work with Danny on sending out some communications prior to that. So there's some homework on the way. And we will be sure to have a very engaging session where we can kind of put some ideas to paper and have a start off on a good foot for 2026. All right. So thanks everyone. Stay warm out there. We're supposed to get a nice warm up. So here's hoping, right?
Thank you.
All right. You. It's 6:25. We're adjourned.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care.
Good night, Zoom folks.